Welcome to Women to the Wise. I am Stephanie and I have my...
Felicia.
My Felicia. I have Felicia here and we are going to do just a short little segment, but we are talking about gift giving sensibly.
Yes.
With the holidays around the corner, it was a big percentage, but 62% said that money was a source of stress. And I know we had talked about, you know, with it being not just the gift giving, but food, drinks, things that you need for class, your family needs.
Your spending just skyrockets.
Absolutely.
It just does.
Absolutely.
Yep, November, December.
With everything. I mean, every little thing that you think of, it just becomes even more because now you're hosting more people. Yep. And so just something that we wanted to kind of talk about was how to do this sensibly. We know that, you know, we talked about in the last segment was time, you know, how to kind of like take some things off of your plate where you're not just giving all of your time to everything, but this is now like not giving all of your money to everything.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to scale back than it is to earn more for most people.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about scaling back.
Sure. Absolutely. And to me, I don't have credit cards. And so everything, if we don't have it, you're not getting it.
We've talked like, about this in a different segment. Yes, I'm a credit card person, but we rack them up and pay them off every month.
Exactly. But so you're not racking up a ton because you're not going to just pay the minimum.
Correct.
You know, like, okay, we only have this much money. Yes, we're going to get the points on everything, but we're still paying this off. So you don't want to go overboard, but some gift giving ideas. I know you had mentioned, what is it that you guys do?
We have three kids. We used to go above and beyond, and then it just gets to a point as they get older, the gifts are more expensive. Now we have three kids. It gets to a point where it feels like the joy is gone in Christmas. And again, if you have kids and they're listening to this, just send them away because we're going to talk about things that you don't necessarily want your kids to hear. In three, two, one. So something we've always done is Santa is not our big gift giver. He only does one small gift and the stockings. That's it. That is all Santa has ever done in our home. And it was, for me, I want the credit for the big gift, number one. But number two, not everybody gets a big gift from Santa. Everybody's budget is different. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was really easy to just make it, well, Santa only brings your stockings and like this book.
Sure.
So we do something to read, something to wear, and something to do. And that is really scalable across any budget. I mean, your something to do could be as large as a family trip somewhere, or it could be as small as a paintball pass. Your something to do can be any budget.
Sure.
Something to wear. They all need jackets. They all need jeans. They all need new shoes. All of these things all of the time. Cool. It's now a gift. And then something to read. I want my kids to keep reading. They all currently love to read and they are all invested in their own little series. So I can get them the complete series. I can get them the one that just came out that they've been so excited for, whatever it is. But again, it's scalable. I can get you the whole collection or I can get you one. So the something to read, something to wear, something to do has been good for our family because it keeps our budget in check and I don't have to worry about spending equally on the kids. Sure. And did everybody get the same amount of presents? And
sure,
all of that adds to stress, but it also adds to money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually really, really love that. We don't do that, especially the read part, because my son like hates reading. He's liking it a little more, but he doesn't like love it. But the wear, I guess I always get him something. So we do that. But for us, it's always a trip. And so we do a trip together as a family, and this is all of our Christmas presents because we're just kind of like, I don't need another purse. I don't need things, right? If I want them, we'll usually budget out during the year and I'll get something that I like within reason always. But we're not to the point where we ever really need anything.
Yeah.
And even our son, and he was actually the one a couple of years ago that said, for Christmas, I want to go snowboarding. And I'm like,
awesome.
I'm like, snowboarding? Like, who asks for that?
But
like,
what an experience.
But it's the experience.
Yeah.
And that's what he said was like, why, like, why not ask for that? We could all do that together. I did not snowboard, but I mean, we went skiing, but it was just the togetherness and we had a blast.
But also, how many gifts? I have maybe three. Two. Really, maybe just one. I have one gift that I can remember as a child growing up that was like, oh, this was everything I wanted. Sure. And I still have it, actually. When sure. I tell you what it is, you're going to think I'm so silly. But there was just this one gift that I got growing up that
Starbright.
I wanted, and I got it, and I still have it. Everything else, I don't remember what I got.
I know. Well, and that's something that we've always kind of gone back to is that the people that we buy for, they're not going to remember the things that we bought them. I actually don't remember a lot of things that I got as a kid. And even like for birthdays or whatever, yep. But I can remember who was there and the experience that we had and the fun that we had and yep. the laughter that was shared. And so for us now, like with our son, we're just like, it's all about the experiences. Yep. So now for every year we go and we do an experience together. Yep. And that's like my son to me, that's our husband to me, you know, or
it's a family
gift. It's a family
gift. But that's also scalable on any budget. If we wanted to cut out presents and maybe just do something to wear on our little trip, we could very reasonably mm-hmm. do that and do a day to the zoo together.
Absolutely.
We could very reasonably scale a family trip.
For sure.
You know?
That actually ended up being our last year presents to each other because the first year we went, we were just like, are we going to like this? Yeah. You know, like, let's not buy anything. Let's rent everything because I don't know if we're going to like it. And then we ended up really liking it. And so last year it was like, okay, I'm buying you a pair of goggles, you know, like ski goggles. Yeah. Because, you know, they might be $30, $40, but, you know, that's but something now that you experience. Can use.
Yes.
Yeah. Towards your stuff. And I try not to always give just a present just to have.
Yeah.
I want it to mean something. That's the way I am with gifts, period. Yeah. I want it to really mean something. Like, I know this person would really love this. They've talked about it. They've hinted about it. They've said something about it. They looked it up. Those are the kinds of presents I love giving. And where they really
just to have things.
No.
I don't like that.
I don't either. But some ways that, you know, I was thinking that you could do gift giving during the holidays, like, is just really the experiences without it being a cost to your family was, you know, I'm just going to kind of jot down a couple, but one of them is a movie night with all the family favorite snacks, popcorn ready, you know, put out all the blankets, your pillows. That doesn't cost anything, you know.
But again, this one is really scalable. I know not everybody has the same budget and the same expectations for those experiences, but a movie night with all the favorite snacks and popcorn can be mm-hmm. me renting on Amazon or Disney Plus or whatever it is, the latest Disney movie that just hit. Not Disney, but the latest Christmas movie that just hit the theaters, right? We can rent it for $30 at home instead of the $50+ it's going to cost for mm-hmm. me to take my family to the movies, mm-hmm. get all of our favorite snacks and popcorn from the store, mm-hmm. and we can do it at home.
Absolutely.
Or if you're ballin', take your whole family, your aunts, your cousins, your grandmas, your everybody, rent out the movie theater for $150 and do it big.
Absolutely.
But it's scalable. So it I is. Like that it's scalable. Experiences that we have on this list.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever your budget is.
I do like that. Mm-hmm. I really do like that. And I know in the Woodlands, mm-hmm. they have the ice skating too. Yep. And that is actually a really, really cool. And it's not really that expensive. I think it's like $11 per person. Yeah. I think that's for adults. I think it's actually cheaper for kids. But that's something that's a really cool experience to, like, when your family comes in, you guys can all do that together. Yeah. Instead of the gift giving, that can be your Christmas, like, your Christmas gift to each other. And so, like, they pay for your family, you pay for their family. I mean, I don't know what it is, but that could be something that you can do. And it is scalable, like you said. It's not going and buying, like, just one gift that they're just going to be like, oh, okay, play with it for a couple of minutes, and then they throw it out the door, you know? Or put it into the donation pile. So also, too, I saw on something, it was an art night. And I don't know, I mean, even if you have boys, but, like, pulling everything out, all the stuff that you have, construction paper, pencils, pens, yeah. like, you know, crayons, whatever it is, and tell them to make something, you know, and you guys are going to judge them, you know, of like whoever wins, I don't know, gets like $10 or something. And then that's like a fun competitive thing. We're very competitive in our house. So that's something really cool to kind of, you know,
my mom was in town this past weekend, and I told you she decorated for Halloween. That's not my thing. I'm never going to decorate for Halloween. I don't like it. But my mom loves it. She decorated for Halloween while she was in town, and she did a craft night with the kids. They made these little like Mod Podged ghosts out of like a balloon, a mason jar, and some cheesecloth.
Oh my gosh.
And Mod Podge. Yeah.
I know.
Like that cost next to nothing. We had mason jars. We had balloons.
And your kids are going to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to remember that time with her doing these kinds of things. They probably like might get rid of the thing, but it's just that experience that is the gift.
Again, this is a scalable thing. You could take this and make it like a really extravagant night where you're renting out those like canvas painting studios and doing that for the family. You can make this
for
whatever budget you have.
For sure.
You can make it fit.
Actually, I think Hobby Lobby, we're not sponsored by Hobby Lobby. We can be. But I think Hobby Lobby, I know, they actually have like even smaller ones, like the canvases like that you can buy. And I think they have like within the coupon that you can get, they're usually like half off.
Okay, I will say this is something that I did with the kids last year. We got some of those small canvases. I think I got like a 10 pack for $5. They were just little 5x5 square ones. Anyway, on YouTube, we put YouTube on the big TV in the living room, and we get out all the paints and everything, and we do like a
class,
a paint class on our little canvas
from
in
YouTube.
Our living room from YouTube. Yeah. And it looks beautiful. We did a little Christmas gnome last year. And
then
it
mind
becomes
is
part
blown.
Of our decor.
That is such a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when they were smaller, we used to do it on like their big art easels that they had, but we don't have those anymore because they're older. So now everybody just gets this little canvas. But it was a ton of fun. Everybody liked it. And now we have cute little gnome Christmas decor.
I love that idea. Just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Love that. Go do that. I think I might have to do that.
That was a fun one.
That's a really cool thing. I never thought to just go on to. I use YouTube for just about anything.
Everything,
to learn anything. Right now I'm trying to learn different languages. And I go to YouTube and put it on in the car. So it's teaching me how to like speak Spanish. So another one, which I thought was really, really cool, was gift giving a family recipe.
That's neat.
That is
I love
a really
that.
Cool one.
Can I tell you, my aunt, this, it's not a family recipe, but this is one of my favorite gifts every year. My grandpa, he passed away when I was pregnant with my son, so 10 years ago now. But his favorite thing was those cherry cordial candies, the St. Anne's or whatever they are. You know what I'm talking about? In
the little box.
Yes. And he loved those. And so everybody always got him those for Christmas. And I would steal them because I also like them, but no one got them for me. I got toys and stuff. So I'd always steal his chocolate. So he started gifting them to me at Christmas. So I would leave his alone and I would have my own box. But when he passed away, my aunt – that very first year gifted me a box of those.
A box of them. Oh,
so
that is so
now
special.
Everybody gifts them to me instead of my grandpa. But it was
the family legacy.
It was something that, okay, my grandpa has now passed. No one is here to gift her these chocolates. I'm going to do it. And they cost $4.
I love that.
But it was the thought, and I think I actually cried when she gave
them
to me.
Sweet.
It was just the thought. So gifting a family recipe, gifting something like that, that cost her $4, but
absolutely.
It really meant something to me.
Absolutely. No, and that's something that's a memory. Those are special things.
Yep.
And that to me is like going and putting it on like, you know, a pretty piece of paper or even handwriting it on pretty paper or something.
Yep.
And that is like a very, even putting it in a, I don't know, in a photo. What is it?
Again,
a photo thing. Like,
you can even have this thing lasered on a beautiful cutting board to gift it to somebody.
Oh, that's a good idea,
too. You need it to be more extravagant for. Like, it's scalable.
Right.
This is another one. It's awesome.
Go to the dollar store and put it in a photo frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that is – but it's just the thought of doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that little extra –
That's going to really mean something to somebody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to cost a ton of money, but it's going to make a huge impact on them.
Yes.
During
yes.
that holiday season. And that's so much more important.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and then, I mean, it's just, it's always, to me, a present, it should feel like the meaning behind yeah. it, right? And I never want it to, I never want something to feel like,
here
like
you
they
go.
Had, yeah, I had to do this. So here,
yeah,
you know, there's some gifts that, you know, I do that. Like my mother-in-law, you know, we buy her a gift card every year, but I feel like she is older and she does want to go and get what she wants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's totally fine. I feel like it's very impersonal, but that's what really she wants.
Yeah.
Like it's a gift card. That is something that she can go and shop for whatever. She loves buying new towels and decorative
but not necessarily wanting towels that you picked out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because our tastes are very different. But she can go and do that for herself.
Yeah.
And honestly, for her time to go out and enjoy on like
yeah, that shopping
for free,
experience.
That
yeah.
shopping experience for free on us, that's like huge for her.
Yeah.
So that was actually really cool. But I know that it's not only just and you can like, I mean, gosh, the sky's the limits when it comes to, you know, doing things very frugal
yeah.
and, you know, inexpensive and sensibly. But when you have like when you're hosting a big party, you know, another cost isn't just the gifting, but it's also the food and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So during a potluck, other people bring things, you know, like. You're not having to take on that whole responsibility. So if you're hosting at your house, ask people to bring stuff. You know, that's something that is a very, very yeah. simple solution. And you're not that you're getting stuck with it, but you're not having to dish out, literally, no pun intended, dish out all of the food, all of the cost base.
Yeah. Well, so, and if you have 20 people coming over, right, and that's a pretty small Christmas gathering,
sure.
right? That's really only a couple of families.
Sure.
That's a lot of money to spend on feeding everybody mm-hmm. that you don't have to incur solo. So mm-hmm. what our family does is whoever's hosting that year picks the menu. They sure. write it all down. And sometimes it changes, right? I have a cousin who loves to do prime rib.
Sure.
I don't do prime rib. We will fry a turkey. So it just depends on who's hosting, what we're
sure.
kind of having. So they put together the menu and then they send it out to our family and everybody picks and chooses what they're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring stuff that's not on the menu too, but that's our way of eliminating ending up with 10 mac and cheese plates.
That's true.
But then everybody brings something.
Sure.
And it takes a lot of the burden off of the person hosting.
Sure. No, absolutely. Well, and, you know, it's also to like the gifts, right? The gift giving during that time. Yes, experiences are good.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, at some point you do need to give a gift, you know, you're going
typically,
to.
Most people are buying for people outside of their immediate family.
They are.
And that is not something you do month to month, and it contributes to that monthly spend skyrocketing.
It does. But I know that something that a lot of people do is Secret Santa.
Yep.
Or the White Elephant.
Yep.
I know your family does that, right?
Yep.
We have a rule in our house, and I think we had talked about this, but we have a rule that you get a gift if you're under 18.
Yep.
Once you hit 18, you phase out. You're an adult. Like
you're no presents
you're amongst
you.
us all. Now you got to buy the little ones, right? And this year is a very unique year because now a lot of like my nieces and my nephews, they have kids now.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, like they phased out a little
yeah.
while ago, but now the little ones,
yeah.
now their babies are, you know, needing to get gifts.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. So for the way we have done it is like the adults will do, my family in general, we always buy for the little ones.
Yeah.
But when there were a lot of kids, what we used to do is let the little ones have a Secret Santa. And
that's
have the big
idea.
Ones have a Secret
when you
Santa.
Have a really large family, that's a good
because
idea.
Because there were like 20 kids that you were having to buy for.
Yeah, and that's
a lot. And so you're like, whoa, that's a lot of
yeah.
kids. Like you cannot do that.
But that's still a really fun experience for them
mm-hmm.
to sit there and do the Secret Santa exchange. And it's just as memorable.
It is.
As you don't need 20 gifts piled up in
for
front
For sure. For sure. No, I – yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do love that. And then what were your – like your family – Because I know you have a, you're the only child, right?
Nope. I have a younger sister.
You have a younger sister. Yeah. I'm sorry. So what do you guys do, like, as a family? Do you guys say, like, hey, we're going to get together. This is going to be the Secret Santa. This is the cost that you have to do. Like, what do you guys, like, how do you guys give gifts as a family?
So my immediate family, Ryan and I and our kids, Ryan and I don't buy for each other. There's very few years that I have bought for Ryan, and they have been big ticket items that, like, I knew he was really wanting, but wouldn't pull the trigger on for himself. I think maybe 2 years. That's it. One was a smoker and one was a laser. That was it. He just wasn't going to buy it for himself. Other than that, we don't really buy each other gifts. Mm-hmm. We'll let the kids pick something out for us if they really want to. And some years they want to and some years they don't.
Sure.
But, like, for me, I love a new pair of slippers. My slippers are like $15 and that's all I need. I'm fine. But really, we just buy for the kids and we'll let the kids pick something out for us if they really want to.
Sure.
With my extended family, right, my parents and my sister, it just depends.
Yeah.
Some years we're like, let's just not do it. And then some years we're like, well, I know you really want this.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So it really just depends. But then when you include our bigger family, we just do a Secret Santa for all of the, not a Secret Santa, White Elephant, for all of the adults, and we just buy for the kids.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Do you guys do stocking stuffers? Because that was like my next...
I do for the kids, okay. And that is, again, your children. I said this early on. They should not be listening to this episode, but I do. We do stockings, and stockings are from Santa.
Sure.
And then our one gift that's from Santa. Everything else is from us. So the stockings are usually, my husband makes fun of me, a new toothbrush. Sometimes it's an electric toothbrush. Sometimes it's just a regular toothbrush. Sure. I give them little flossers. I give them nail polish. I give them hacky sacks. I give them gift cards to whatever it is that they're wanting to do. Mm-hmm. A paintball pass might go in there. But it's smaller items. The girls are a heck of a lot easier than the boys, especially now that my older is 12. Mm-hmm. But here's some lip gloss. Here's some nail polish. Like, that's easy, small stuff. The baby... Well, she's not a baby anymore. She'll be eight.
Yes.
But I used to do a lot of Play-Doh, a lot of watercolors, a lot of like artsy, craftsy stuff would go in there. So it's changed as they're older.
Yes.
But I try to still make it stuff that they're going to use all the time. Face masks now for my daughter instead of Play-Doh and watercolors.
Yes.
So it's just different. It's shifted.
I know. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first year that I didn't do stocking stuffers because, you know, it was from Santa. And... he stopped believing in Santa last year.
Which changes Christmas.
It changes everything.
None of mine believe in Santa anymore. And so it has drastically changed Christmas. Last year was significantly smaller because, well, now everybody knows. Now the secret's out.
I know. So you don't have to go all out.
Yeah.
That was actually something that, you know, it's not that it was sad. It was just, it was very different.
It is.
The whole things that you kind of like.
I don't need to stay up late on Christmas Eve to put the stockings out. They can just go out whenever I want them to go out.
I know. But honestly, it was like a little bit of a stress off, you know, because you're not having to kind of, you know, tiptoe around this stuff. What was funny, my son was like, y'all are liars. Like, you guys just lied for how many years about this Santa
this guy?
Like, how many more lies have you said? Like, how many more lies have you told
me? This is a funny tangent story. So when we told my older daughter about Santa, she had asked, and so we told her. I didn't think that I needed to tell her about, like, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, all of those things.
Sure.
So Easter rolled around, and I just assumed, and I asked her, right, because she helps with Elf on the Shelf. I was like, okay, well, are you going to help me hide the Easter eggs? And she looked at me, and she goes, the Easter Bunny too? And I was like, okay, I assumed that followed with knowing about Santa, but I was incorrect.
Yes, don't assume that. Since they don't believe in Santa, they don't believe in other things. That's actually something that I assumed as well. But he was just like, what else have you lied about? And he actually even asked, like, what about this?
Yeah.
Well, what about that? You know, I mean, he started naming a whole bunch of things, you know?
And I had started making Santa less of a deal, like, in the years leading up to it, because it's just, it adds to the stress, honestly. But it's not a money stress, it's a time stress of me staying up late and moving the elf and me staying up late and putting the presents out and staying up late and putting the stockings out and the cookies and eating the cookies and throwing away the milk. Like, all of that is a time stress for me. So last year was awesome.
I agree.
Not having to do any of that and just be with our family.
Sure. I do feel like last year I was in a little bit of a, like, denial because I was just like, gosh, it's just really, really changed. The Christmas dynamic has really, really changed. But it made me think of just, well, what is the reason for it anyways? You know,
it's like, not Santa.
It's not Santa. Yeah. It's not about the cookies. It's not about the presents. It's not about the stockings. It's not about all of that, which is what I'm trying to like, what we're trying to say right now is that it's not about the actual things. It's not about everything else, you know, going on. It's about each other. And it's about the time together. Yes, it is. You know, there is, you want to give gifts. I love giving gifts, to be honest. I really, really do.
Some people are just gift givers.
I love giving gifts. And I do love receiving them too. But I love really genuinely giving them. And so for me, it's like just taking that little bit of time of what is really going to be memorable? What is really going to be something that we can enjoy as a family together?
Yep.
The board games, the just getting in the car and going around and looking at the Christmas lights, to Christmas music, drinking hot cocoa in a to-go cup. I mean, there's just so many really, really cool things that you can do as a family that's very sensible and very inexpensive that you're not breaking the bank, because it doesn't matter about that. Let's just be honest. It has nothing to do with that. It really has to do with this time together and slowing it down and being present with each other.
I don't know if you guys have something like this here, but back home we had a couple of houses that went all out with the Christmas lights and they would move and like they were synced to music and stuff.
Oh,
and you just pull up and you turn your station to the channel and you can watch them dance and they change year to year.
Yes.
But that was my kids' favorite thing to do at Christmas every year, was to go and watch the lights.
Oh, yes.
That costs us nothing. We're sitting in our car.
I know. I know. My, you know, I actually, a couple of years ago, actually it was like 4 years ago, we went to Santa's Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And I love Christmas. I'll
so
be very honest. I love Christmas music.
I love the trees. I love the lights. I love the gold. I love the glitter. I love all of it.
I love it. What was so great about having a little one is that you kind of get to experience it through their eyes, but like still kind of enjoy it. But now it's like not like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the Christmas Wonderland, I think it's in Bryan College Station.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we're not doing it as much, you know, and it's just like, it's really sad because now I'm not, but you can get some good deals. I do have to say, if you get them like the early birds or whatever, you can get good deals, but yeah.
Christmas changes as the kids get older.
It does.
It changes.
It does really, really change. But your perspective also changes on it too. And where before it was really like, oh, the gift giving and I want to see him open his presents and, you know, be happy doing this kind of stuff. Now it's really not, but it's okay because it's not about that anymore.
Yeah.
It's no longer about that. I mean, even I think it was last year, I had to, I didn't have to, but I put little bags with the paper in them just to fill up the tree because there wasn't a lot of stuff under the tree.
That's funny.
I mean, because we didn't have a whole lot of things. And this is the last thing that I want to say was another thing, and I know you have points as well, is that if you have a credit card with points, another thing that we do, and I actually would, I'll tell you kind of how we do it, but what we do is we turn those points into gift cards. So you can actually get gift cards with your points. And that's something that's like that has paid for the last couple of Christmases with people. And what I do is I get like our Amazon box because Amazon comes a lot during the holidays. And so I get a small little Amazon box and I put tissue paper and I put the gift card on top and make it cute and wrap the present. So it's not just like, here's a little card, you know, with the gift card.
Yeah.
I try to make it like a little more intentional of like them unwrapping a gift because the kids are getting a little bit older. They're not very, very young, but they're 10, 12, 13, 14, 17. They're older and they don't open presents anymore. So that was something that was really cool because they're like, oh, I get to open a present. Like, this is really cool. A gift card came out, but they were happy about it.
It's still the opening of a gift.
Yes. Yeah. And you can use your points and you don't have to like cover Christmas.
Yeah, this is one of those things that if you are not what's the word I'm looking for? If you are not diligent in paying off that bill, I don't recommend that for you. That can get you into some major trouble. You need to definitely have a set budget and be paying that off. We don't recommend going and racking up credit cards just for the sake of earning points.
For sure.
But if
that is not what I'm saying.
If it's something that you are skilled in and the word that I'm actually looking for is just not there. But if you can be
diligent, okay,
of paying that off, then I mean, it's money you're going to spend anyway. You might as well get something free for it.
If you can be on top of it, yeah, just on top of that type of your system. Finance,
yeah,
of your finances, knowing that I'm not doing this. This isn't a month to month just pay on the minimum. This is going to be paid off. Yeah. Fortunately enough, you know,
groceries is a good example.
Yes.
You're going to buy groceries every single week. Put them on a credit card. 2 days after, hop on, pay the credit card. Mm-hmm. That's a really great way to earn points towards Christmas or a vacation or whatever.
For sure.
But if you know that you can't do that, then you should not be doing that. Mm-hmm.
You should not be doing that. And we are not saying to do that because that's going to bring up your stress and we're trying to bring down your stress.
Yes.
But we hope this helps. Do you have anything to add? I don't know. That was something that I wanted to add because I know I didn't put it on our like list of, you know, for the credit card, getting the points towards the gift cards. That's a really, really
We use ours cool for vacations.
Thing.
But no, I think 62% of households are saying that money is a source of stress during the holiday season, more so during the non-holiday season. And it's because of things like gifts, hosting parties, even family photos and greeting cards, all those extra expenses. But I think we've given some really awesome ways to scale back experiences that you can do in lieu of gifts. Meaningless gifts.
Just something that you're going to give and they're not going to enjoy it. And it's really just that time, you know, because we know that time is a constraint and we talked about it in the last one, but money's a big thing too, especially with inflation too. Inflation of everything. So
if you talk to anyone in your family, they would much rather you pay your mortgage than buy them presents.
That's true.
So scale it however you need to.
Yes.
And make it fit your budget.
Enjoy your time. I mean, I hope that this helps. We're always trying to come up with new ideas on how to help the community and how to help our own families.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed this segment. Thank you for tuning in to Women to the Wise. I am Stephanie.
I'm Felicia.
And my Felicia. Have a good day.